There we go. All right. Welcome everyone to this week's call in the Governing Vessel Meridian as we transform worry into clarity. Worry into clarity. If there's anything in particular that you haven't already messaged me, feel free to let me know on into that chat feature. And know that that's a standing offer. So you're always welcome to send me an email or two and let me know how things are going for you. And what you'd like to focus on the day prior or the day of for our calls. Okay? And as we move into this territory, transforming worry into clarity in the Governing Vessel Meridian, I'm going to invite you to find that nice, quiet, cozy place if you haven't already. Any place where you can sit through lay and be undisturbed for our time together. And perhaps beginning here by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to receive, to connect. To come alive, to come alive. And every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space, to surrender. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And as you sink just a little deeper into that cushion below you, if any part of that is pleasant, or at the very least neutral, taking a moment to savor that, to be with that, to really take that in, just even 1% deeper. And as you settle in to this cushion and savor this, I'm gonna invite you to locate one more thing that you also get to savor. I'm going to invite you to perhaps go inward, look internally. And if that doesn't feel comfy, cozy for you, feel free to look externally. Yeah. Or if it just doesn't seem right, feel free to look whichever way, external or internal. And as you're looking around these spaces, looking in all directions, up, down, all around, taking in anything that you locate, letting your gaze land on one thing that you land on that's pleasant or at the very least neutral. And as you land on this thing that's pleasant or at the very least neutral, taking a moment to notice what it is you like the most about this in this moment. It might be the shape, the color, the size, the way the shadow or the light play with it. Or perhaps it's something that reminds you of who it is you are. A time perhaps in which you were most yourself. And as you take a moment to really notice this and savor this, drinking it in like nourishment that it might very well be, I'll offer my thanks as you notice not just this, but potentially even the impact. How does it feel to be present to this all? What happens inside of you as you drink this in? Thank you for being here. And thank you for being you. And thank you, oh my gosh, thank you to all that's gone into this possibility and this moment of us all gathering just as we are today. All the richness that's brought us together through our families, through our lineages, through our ancestors. There's a lot of energy that went before us, that came before us to allow for this moment, this beautiful possibility of connection, exploration, awareness, and anything else that calls to you. And thank you, the deepest and the deepest and the deepest of thank yous to all of those that have caretaken and stewarded the lands that have nourished, all of those that have come before us, and that also offer the nourishment for ourselves today. Thank you for this land, this earth, this planet that caretakes us all. And as I offer my thanks for these things, feel free to add in any particular elements of your own that call to you. Om. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Peace, peace, peace. And as we settle in, I'm going to invite you to scan your body one more time, looking for anything else that might be calling you that's feeling a little alive or potentially a little different than where you've been in your space thus far. And if anything in particular captures your attention, feel free to notice that. And if you feel called to share it, you're welcome to. And as we move forward in today's session, as you notice all of those things, know that at any time you can always come back to this particular thing that felt pleasant or neutral at any time. It's available anytime things get maybe a bit intense or overwhelming. Very challenging to heal and become aware of things when we're not in fancy word window of tolerance, or if we're not feeling comfy cozy in essence. Hard to do when we're activated and triggered. So remembering that you have these resources available at any time when we're working together, and it might be even a beautiful place to end on. And as we start today's session, we're actually starting off with no small thing, cell repair, which helps to restore cells back to their fullest potential of health. And it's looking like it's going back through the family lines, 8 generations down dad's side. And in particular affecting the blood. And it feels almost like there's like this thin layer of like oil or like a grease spill of some sort, where you know when like grease meets water and there's just that like little skim of oil. Or almost like an oil spill in the ocean, and they have to like clean it up with however they do that. And it's like that. It's not quite as bad as like an oil spill in the ocean. For some reason, I think of that as worse than like a little skim of oil in water. It's more so like that. There's just something here that's not quite right. And there's that energy, that expression of oil and water don't mix. There's something here that's not quite coalesced or come together. And actually, what's in the blood is the elements of separation or feeling disconnected, in particular from where we've come from. And whatever that is for you, that might mean spirit, God, universe, creator. It might be the ancestors that have come before you. It might be this land, this earth, or anything else. And as we work with that release of that sense of disconnection or separation, if you will, held within the actual blood, I see a little bit of that oil start to get digested and detoxed. And as it does so, there's almost like this metallic taste that I'm aware of. And often that goes with, when I'm aware of that, a sense of heavy metals releasing. And in this case, it might be heavy, not just metal, but what metal element represents in Chinese medicine, which is that of grief, heavy grief from that sense of disconnection. And as that not quite untwists or unwinds, but more so skims off of the water surface. I'm laughing at myself just a little bit as I've just put in a hot tub for perinatal repatterning of trauma around gestation, conception, and birth. And I'm present to skimming water in all sorts of ways. So that might be also why this imagery is showing up in this way for me today. And as we do this, we're actually going to run a body chemistry. And body chemistry supports our immune system. Anytime we hear immune system, we can also think metaphorically of acceptance and rejection. And within the very blood itself, it's almost like there's been this sense of just very minor but subtle and yet still creating an interruption enough that it's noticeable. That sense of, again, that disconnect, that toxicity, if we want to think of it that way. And as it begins to get cleared out with body chemistry, clearing out in particular the rejection of that thing that we felt disconnected from. It's almost like when we got disconnected from that thing, it set in a pattern, so it became familiar. And that pattern got replicated through each generation, 8 generations back, to maybe even on a subtle level, or maybe even more powerful than that, a rejection of that which is healthy for us and that connection. To again, spirit, source, potentially land, ancestors, whatever that thing is for you. And as we work with stepping into the nourishment, the capacity to receive nourishment in this way, by being in connection in the right alignment. Take out the word right, but finding that alignment for yourself, however that looks. We're going to simultaneously run lymphatic circulation through the blood. So again, this is very metaphorical. This is not very Western medicine-y at all. And as we clean out lymph, it's actually more metaphorical in cleaning out toxins, gunk, waste, along with low self-esteem and a tendency to be up in our heads, overthinking, overanalyzing. And as we work with this, I see lymphatic circulation clearing out from the blood itself, the energy of being headstrong. And in its place, it's connecting that blood to the heart, so becoming heart strong. So, phrased slightly differently, moving from headstrong to becoming heart strong. From headstrong to being heartstrong. And as we offer this strength, I'm seeing a return to the honoring of the healthy roles of masculine, feminine, to yin yang. And I'm going to go very traditional, old school with gender ideology. And also correlate that to in the old times. Healthy roles of men and women in which they got to be valued for both roles. So, men with testosterone coursing through them, set up to operate in a different way than women. And you may have seen the memes flying around the internet around, we would never discount encountering like an animal, a predator perhaps even, or something like something that you might consider a bit dangerous, like a bear. You would never be like, eh, I got attacked by a bear, but it was only a girl bear, so not a big deal. And back in those other times when we weren't quite so patriarchal driven, but there was perhaps a necessity, it wasn't an option to not value each other's roles and contributions. There was a very different tangible respect or honoring or dignification, to use a bit of a heady word. And in that, as we go back and return to those simpler times that are also available through your blood, going back however many generations that might be, and that might be 8, it might be 10, it might be 18, it might be 27. For each one, it'll be a little bit different. As we go all the way back, we might even go back even before time itself began to the source of it all. If that's a little too trippy, then just stay with whatever number of generations back you find yourself in. And as we find this balancing of all things masculine and feminine, all things healthy roles that were played out not just internally, but also externally. Giving yourself permission to take your seats as a female, as a feminine energy, as a woman. Honoring your seats where you get to be valued and seen as, I'll let you fill in the blank. That might be life giver. It might be whatever words that you associate as the most powerful essences contained, the strongest essences contained within what it means to be a woman, to be feminine. And in a certain time of life, it's said that we were honored as being the nourishers, the nurturers, the life givers. As men didn't have that capacity. So it was something to be cherished and protected and upheld. And in turn, we got to honor and respect those that protected us. And as we go sort of old school with these traditional values, and I don't mean old school like your parents' old school, I mean real old school. Finding again the truest, healthiest essences of what it means to be honored as a feminine presence, energy, woman. I see that it's linking into the diaphragm, the center where there's been potentially a lot of emotions as our culture is flying around with some interesting happenings right now. And also some old legacy burdens in here as well. This diaphragm is the center for not just emotional expression, but also control, holding on, movement and integration. So it actually can allow for that full cycle of emotions to be processed and integrated. And your diaphragm is a muscle that responds to the breath. So without breathing, the diaphragm isn't able to do any of those roles that help us to integrate and process life. So as we restore the healthy functioning of the diaphragm, that it's safe now to digest all of the wide array of emotions and experiences, not just in this lifetime, but in the legacy burdens of those generations of women that have come before you. And that includes women on your mom's side as well as the women on your dad's side. It might even particularly pertain to the women on your dad's side. And as we work with this connection to finding it, linking it into the governing vessel meridian for that sort of counterbalance of healthy masculine energy and what it means to honor the masculine so that we in turn are honored for our feminine, creating a bit of an upward spiral, if you will. And as we connect all things diaphragm to help process and integrate those emotions, allowing for the governing vessel meridian to stand tall, to come into even a deeper presence of that potential warrior energy, potential provider, protector, procreator energy. Allowing your own feminine essence to receive what it feels like to receive protection being provided for in the ways in which it used to happen, in the ways in which it used to be. Many generations ago. And as we integrate this through this connection of diaphragm to governing vessel meridian, I see it as forming almost like a cross as the diaphragm runs horizontal and the governing vessel runs up and down vertically. And in the very center point of that overlap of the connection, releasing any little bit of martyrdom or any bit of like, look how hard it's been. Look at this cross that I have to bear. Look at all the suffering I've had to endure. And as we begin to lighten that load just a little bit, I see it coming off of T7, thoracic 7 vertebrae, which often works with the essences of feeling powerless or helpless. And as we unwind that and release that through that vertebrae, the disc that sits just on top of it, Also bringing in circulation of all the healing resources and releasing a whole lot of anxiety and worry as we do so. I feel almost nauseous. Worry energy sometimes shows up as like, I often think of it as like a little boat at sea getting tossed around by the waves. And with it, that sense of like, oh, almost feeling seasick. So if you're present to any of that, know that that's really normal. And actually something to be okay to be with, as long as it's tolerable for your system. And if not, go back to that resource. But if you're okay to be with it, we're going to bring in circulation of all the healing resources through to this area, including blood that carries our passion, healthy blood, nerve, our communication, and then working with lymph that brings in all that release of toxicity, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, and then chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness. Right down into all the little guys, the electrons, the protons, the solitons, the neutrons. Working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, lower anxiety, lower depression, lower, well, pretty much anything that gets in the way of healing inflammation. And as we work with that, also circulating the balance of yin and yang, feminine and masculine. And as we do that, in particular, I see overall the capacity for the yin to nourish the yang and for the yang to protect the yin happening here in this moment in even a sweeter way than it may have been available before. Also running hydration to support the capacity to take in not just water, but joy and releasing any impurities that just don't need to be here. And as that happens, unwinding the connective tissue of the entire diaphragm muscle, including there's a ligament that goes into the low back that comes off of that diaphragm. So we do that, bringing in a little bit of lumbar support and just helping the vertebrae themselves feel a little bit more flexible and responsive or springy. For those of you who have taken modules 4-7 in Body Talk, this is that lumbar spring technique, where we're just releasing any of those sort of tense spots through that lumbar spine. And as we do so, in particular, focusing on L2, L3, the space between, where our pilot light, our Ming Men, is shining. And this energy center is meant to take in environmental energy and then alchemize it to use it as vitality for you. As it comes in through the back body, the governing vessel, Meridian, works with it along with bladder 23 points to supportively take this in a way that feels, again, protective. And the bladder points can also support, as the bladder meridian overall does, happening to take in the external environmental energy that regulates your nervous system. And as we do this, think of the Ming Men as almost having like a little door. So it can be open enough to take in those things that help your nervous system to stay regulated and help your governing vessel, meridian, to feel protected, or in a way bringing in things that help you to overall feel safe and protected. That's a better way to say that. And then the other side, the back side of that door, keeps out anything that doesn't need to be here. So in a way, it forms a boundary, a healthy boundary, so that you don't have to protectively arch or hold tension throughout that back body or anywhere in that governing vessel meridian pathway. And as we open up the doorway enough to take in what's healthy for us, I see the body mind almost like dipping a toe into the ocean. It's like, ooh, okay, I can get used to this. And you know how maybe you're like a plunge into the ocean kind of a person. I'm more of a tiptoe in. And I let my body sort of get used to it one piece at a time. And it's kind of like that. It's getting used to it, and it's helping it to tolerate the capacity to take in the things that actually feel safe and good for us. And that might not be so familiar from your past programming, from early childhood, from wherever it may have come from. And as we support the body in becoming a little bit more familiar with taking the things that support us, that take in the energy of protection, that have our back, that have her back for us, I see it as opening up the door to, again, healthy masculine energy. and all that comes with that, which is far more than how we relate to men or male energy. It also includes the wide array of all things masculine. And I probably won't even list them all here, but as a quick synopsis, taking in the things that help to produce results, make things happen, things that are related to all things money, to business, to producing those results in those areas, in those territories of money and business, as well as all things to do with vitality, coming alive. Your inhale might even be considered, in a way, oh, that's a juicy one. I'm going to sit with that more. But for now, I'll leave it at this. That inhale, the vibrancy, the vitality, the effortful part of the inhale is driven. I'm going to say it's a bit of a leap. Well, it's an internal leap. Maybe it's not that big of a leap at all, but internally, I've not put this association before together. That active phase of your breath is the masculine, is the yang, is the more active. And then the exhale is meant to be surrendered, light, easy, and bringing a sense of stillness to it, which is very much the feminine. So as it connects to that healthy masculine energy again, also supporting the vibrancy of your inhaling, what are you calling in? What are you taking in? What are you desiring to cultivate more of? These are all things that are driven in support by your masculine energy. And as we do this, running a few different permissions, starting with men get to be safer now. Men get to be safer now. Along with this, vitality. Vitality gets to feel good. Vitality gets to feel good. And then there's a third one. It's a bit of a stronger one. I don't have to submit myself to men anymore. I don't have to submit myself to men anymore. Oh, there's a fourth one related to this. Also a bit of a stronger one, potentially. I am not your servant. I am not your servant. I am not your servant. Keeping in mind that does not take away any of the desire or call to serve others, but to be able to do it on your terms, at your choice, without having to be considered, this is your duty, your job, you must serve, you must be a servant. Energy, which carries a bit of weight to it. So, as you offer yourself, as you offer yourself the freedom of stepping out of those bonds of indentured servitude, shall we say, noticing what you're free to be able to cultivate as you planted the seeds, what's here to cultivate and take in and receive. Ooh, and as soon as I hit that word, receive, there's almost like this internal like puckering and clenching and like choking almost. And then we're actually gonna link to the palms of the hands. The left in particular, however, the right's in this as well. And we're unhooking old abuse, old patterns of abuse, of being physically assaulted, as well as emotionally, mentally manipulated. Mani, manicure, comes from the Latin word of mani, meaning hands. Might be Greek, I'm pretty sure it's Latin though. And this manipulation energy that's often contained in our hands. And as we release that, also releasing the energy of those times of abuse that happened physically, mentally, emotionally, or on any level, spiritually perhaps, around having your hand slapped for doing, saying, being the wrong thing in somebody else's perceptions. And as we release those old things, and there might even be some newer things in here too from this lifetime, releasing all those pieces that are ready to go around abuse. And as we do so, releasing the belief system that receiving is abusive, that receiving is abuse. And as I release it from the hand, there is also a need to, or calling anyways, to release it from the amygdala complex and the facial nerves that innervate. There's a few branches that come off of the cranial nerve 7, the facial nerve. And there's a branch that goes up, middle, and sort of like down the face, just to be real simple with it. I'm butchering anatomy just a little bit, but that's the gist of it. And as we work with that, releasing it not just from the face, but also the feeling of having, again, assaults, abuse, slaps to the face, along with mentally, emotionally feeling like blindsided. So this might not necessarily just be like a physical assault. And as we release it from there, also unhooking it from that amygdala complex that makes decisions based on fear, anger, rage, and decides whether or not we wish to overreact or to simply respond. Excuse me. And as it begins to lessen this charge ever so slightly, bringing in circulation of all those same healing resources that I mentioned earlier, and supporting that, and the amygdala complex is on both sides, we're doing both. And as we do so, releasing this idea that has been perhaps in our culture, in our society, for not just decades, but perhaps centuries, that it is right to punish, that it is right to, quote unquote, put a woman in her place. And as we release that, I'm seeing all the various different like contraptions that have been physically invented to support that energy, whether it's a chastity belt or I don't know the name for it. And I think it was more prevalent in the 1600s. And I want to say Europe, but anytime I think of the 1600s, I think of Europe. So it probably was playing out in other places too. My history is not wonderful. But it was this sort of like helmet-like thing that had sort of like a collar and a leash attached to it. It also had a implement that held the woman's tongue. And it didn't always have that, but they had different varieties. And one of them, probably the worst ones, I would imagine, had like a little metal thing that literally forced a woman's tongue to be held still. And it was considered a man's right if she said anything at a turn or even looked at it in the wrong way, to basically put her outside and chain her or walk her around through public to humiliate her so everyone could see how ill-trained and improper of a woman she was. And all those other sorts of contraptions, I'm sure there's many. I'm familiar with that one and the chastity belt probably the most. And I see them energetically all the time as having to release them through the body, which is just a reflection of all the container of all that have come before us and their experiences, in my personal sense of that. Okay, so as we work with these contraptions and beginning, most of them were made of something to do with metal, bringing in the metal elements to allow for the grieving and the release of these old, old experiences through the family lines. Also now I'm seeing things like handcuffs and ankle chains and not just chastity belts, but being like linked around the waist to be chained together and releasing all of those layers of indentured servitude or having to submit in some way, shape, or form. Not small energy. And as we bring in the metal elements, I know nothing more powerful to help to disperse than the element of metal in Chinese medicine. It knows how to do this job so very well. Excuse me. And as it does so, connecting us to our more primal selves that had instinctive gut reactions and knew how to respond viscerally, somatically, with all of that built-in power of your healthy, we don't always think of it this way, reptilian brain that says, well, forgive my swearing, fuck no, to that all. And has that impulse to be like, this isn't okay, this isn't right. And as we rely on that metal element to help to disperse it, to release this, to grieve this. Perhaps taking a moment to observe that grief. I'm seeing the image of like the tears falling of the ancestors that have come before. And then going back even further than that, again, to that time in which women were not submitted in these ways, but actually cherished, valued, songs about, even worshipped. Going back into those times, those ages, and even those cultures, as we can draw on those experiences as a bit of a resource for what's possible. Running a cellular repair all the way through the family lines via the left kidney, And as we detox those old, old patterns, releasing at the very core of this the message that may have been at the heart of all of those experiences, and the words are simply, I don't matter. I don't matter. And as we release that from the left kidney, it's going down through the left iliopsoas, muscle that connects the low back and the hip, and all the way through the left kidney meridian, which is not very Chinese medicine-y, but I'm going to take some liberties. We're working with just the left kidney meridian, all the way down its inner leg through to the sole of the foot. I see it as even going and branching out even into the big toe mounds now, connecting into the earth. And I see the toe starting to tap rhythmically, almost like a drum beat, drumming on Mother Earth, and calling in, connecting in to the richness of the nourishment that's so readily available and provided, so freely provided by the Earth herself. Entering through this kidney meridian, all the way back up through that iliopsoas. And it's into that left kidney. And I see the image shift from grayscale, black and white grayscale, to vibrancy. And as it does so, I'm feeling a bit of a pulsation even through the buttocks, through all the muscles of the glutes and the piriformis that range through here. And as it does so, releasing even all the way up through to the shoulder and the jaw on the left side. And now I'm seeing all the joints, the jaw, the shoulder, the hip, anything else in between, all the way down to the foot and the knee, pulsing together in time, in rhythm with the drum beats, calling in. What are you calling in? What do you want to stand for? What do you just naturally embody without having to effort in, I'm going to stand up for this, but what's just naturally here that you're already standing in? What would it mean to stand in your strength, your power, along with your femininity? As we do that, I see that it is releasing some layers of anger and resentment from, in my head, I call them the bra burners. The time in which we thought that the way to gain equality was to dismiss our femininity and to be like men and to do all those things. Yeah. And as we are very capable of doing all those things, we also get to take our femininity with us. It's not one or the other. It gets to be both. I'm still feeling that rhythmic pulsation. And now it's that rhythm is entering through to the blood, through to the very blood that's coursing through your veins. And that same rhythmic pulsation of your own heartbeats. And as we sync the heartbeat of Mother Earth up to your heartbeats, allowing perhaps her information around what it means to be a woman, to stand in your strength, to stand in whatever that means for you, to be resonant with your own heartbeats, and to continue to pulse with every beat as a reminder, as a remembrance, as an awakening, as an opportunity, as a possibility of what's here. And in a way, allowing Mama Earth, Pachamama, Mother Earth, to be a resource, to be perhaps a guide, a teacher, perhaps to honor her as an actual mom, a mother. And as we drink that energy in, I'm hearing that song, and I played it before, not for a long time, and I don't know that I'll play it today, but I'll mention it now in case anyone's called to it. And it's called This Is to Mother You. It's by Jennifer, ooh, for, I don't know how to say her last name, Berezan, Berezan. So I'm just present to that song. And as we receive what it is to be mothered, what it is to learn about how to navigate life as the embodiment of nourishment itself. Linking that into all five senses. And drinking that energy in, much like you might receive mother's milk. And as you receive that comfort, that soothing, not just through the mouth, but all five senses, I'm seeing the mouth really take that in and release old experiences around neglect. And that's coming all the way, not just through the mouth, but through the throat, all the way down through the esophagus and the trachea. The trachea going the air pipe to the lungs, and the esophagus, the food pipe, down to the digestive system. And as it does so, receiving this nourishment drop by drop, breath by breath, and releasing those old patterns around potentially neglect, abandonment, or feeling like you just simply had a few unmet needs or a lot of unmet needs, wherever you landed on that perspective. Spectrum, my gosh. And that can tie into not just your experiences around your own mom, but anything that fell short of not giving you the nourishment that you wanted. And as you give yourself permission to change that pattern, to take in healthy nourishment, I see almost like that same sort of ocean wave tossing the little boat at sea. But in a good way, it's actually like waving its way all the way down the governing vessel meridian, releasing worry after worry. Worry after worry around how do you stay safe in a quote unquote a man's world. I forget who that quote's from. Is it Oprah Winfrey? Color Purple? I'm not sure. Wherever that came from. And feel free to let me know if you know. And as we release that wave after wave down the spinal column, down the governing vessel meridian alike, as it enters through the tailbone or ends of the tailbone, there's a little like little twist. And then we just need to unwind the tailbone to allow that wave to actually release all the way down and all the way through. And as it releases, even releasing through the genitals and into the earth itself, that worry around, I gotta stay safe, I gotta stay protected, I gotta guard myself, I gotta guard my genitals, I gotta guard my being. And as we release that worry gently into the earth below, perhaps letting Mother Earth show us what it means to receive, to be protected alike. I get to receive and be protected. It was, I think, several months ago now that I mentioned this, although I may have revisited it a few times since. What is it to be present to that which is soft and gentle and yet also protective and perhaps even fierce? And as we drink that energy in, I see it as entering through that perineum, through conception vessel 1 point, just on the other side of the perineum, away from governing vessel 1 point, which is closer to the tailbone. And as it drinks that energy in, I see governing vessel 1 bow down. It's like, yes, this is what it is to have you receive your own nourishment. And as long as you receive your own nourishment and embody that, I get to benefit from it. Just as the masculine embodies his protection, she gets to benefit from that. And as we support the feminine energy in receiving this embodiment of all that nourishes, I see that it's going up the conception vessel meridian, replenishing, restoring. And then I see the spleen and the Chung Mo alike join the party. And as they do so, they elevate things upwards, bringing in all the nourishing resources, and unwinding just a little bit of tension throughout the sacrum to support that and being brought right on in. And then I'm seeing that postural alignment subtly shift so it's even easier to breathe. And it's even easier for that breath to support that activation of the diaphragm to integrate even more. And in essence, I see this all as creating an upward spiral between governing and conception vessel meridians, between embodying nourishment, between the diaphragm and the breath, between the diaphragm and the governing vessel meridian where we started. Integrating, taking in even more nourishment, which then can be freely offered to your masculine, and vice versa, the masculine protecting the feminine and protecting that which nourishes. And that goes, and that pattern is this upward spiral that goes up really well until it hits the jawline. And there's almost like this like tension in the jaw. And there's a bit of stubbornness, or like I'm dead set against this, but no reason why. It's just there. It's just an old pattern of almost, again, familiarity. And throughout the jaw, there's some fancy word, hypoarousal, which essentially, if I could translate that in a way that I don't know if I have before, it helps to, hypoarousal is a way of like feigning death. It's a way of freezing and holding really still, or in the hopes of survival. And through the jaw, we're just running a permission. So it's safe to open up now. Things are different. Down below, the masculine and the feminine are playing out much differently now. So it's actually safe to open up now. It's safe to open up now. And as the jaw opens up, I see the same action happening throughout the sphenoid bone. In particular, where it becomes external of the temples. And the sphenoid bone basically forms like the floor for most of your brain to sit upon. And as we call this jaw alive and this sphenoid alive, I then see the upper palate also, which is like the floor for your nose, come alive too. Like it's held almost in the center between the jaw and the sphenoid bone, that upper palate. It's safe to express. It's safe to express all of you. And I see that it's releasing that old pattern of having to almost like contort your femininity to fit in to what it means to be a woman in today's world. And what happens if you now get to do that on your terms, whatever that might look like? And as soon as I offer that, the genitals are like, ah. And they breathe a sigh of relief. Yeah, this gets to feel good. There gets to be pleasure. We get to do it our own way. We don't have to force ourselves to fit into a mold, which was like, ugh. Kind of like when you wear underwear that's too tight or like an ill-fitting bra or something like that. Yeah. So as we take up space in this new way, allowing that expression to rise even more readily through all things face, jaw, upper palate, sphenoid bone, and up into the head brain. The sphenoid is, in a way, like a microscope condenser, and it helps to shine all of the brilliance of the meridians, if you want to think of it that way, through to the head brain. And as the head brain gets to receive this new understanding, this new messaging, this new way of patterning, you see the head brain just taking a moment to take it all in and adapt. And it's almost got this question of like, are you sure? There's this little bit of like doubt, like, eh. Are you sure we're ready for this? Are you sure this is okay? Are you sure? And you get to choose. It's your choice. And if the answer is no, then that's beautiful. If the answer is yes, then that's beautiful. And as soon as we offer it choice, the question of doubt simply evaporates. As we offer it choice, all the questions and all the doubts evaporate and they lighten. It's almost like grief, but in the form of, I see it as like smoke leaving and lightening up. And it does so, clearing, and in its wake, leaving clarity, and just continuing to see that smoke release. And if it's not too bold, much in the same way that incense is often used or smoke is used to send prayers to heaven. Perhaps you already are the living prayer. Perhaps you already are the living prayer. And I just hear what's possible now. And in the governing vessel meridian, I see this wide open terrain of almost like an empty garden, but it's got all the right soil and elements and minerals and configurations for possibilities to be grown, for seeds to be planted and sown. What is it you wish to cultivate? What is it you wish to bring to life? And there's just this thin tendril of hatred towards men, towards the masculine, towards the patriarchy. That's acting like this thin sliver of poison in that soil of otherwise nourishing elements. And as soon as I see it, I'm seeing it just again to that area where I often see things, just to the left of the midline. And in this, there's this also this essence of I want to do this on my own. I want to figure this out on my own. And we've come full circle. It's almost that sense of disconnect from that which is bigger than us. And as we release this independence or this desire for completely doing it all on your own, I see everything relax into that fertile soil of what it means to be contained within the bigger whole, the bigger picture, by the bigness of, pick your word, universe, creator, spirit, ancestors, land. Whatever that thing was that you found at the very beginning. And then there's just in a little piece of that hatred, like flies off of the bottom of the left lung spontaneously. As it realizes that it actually isn't all that protective. It isn't all that protective. And in fact, it might be poisoning the very soil the very seeds that you are sowing and growing to bring to life something new? What if you get to embody that in a way that doesn't have to involve anger or hatred? What if it doesn't have to be as a defensive F you, I don't have to prove anything here. I simply get to delight in being. Being with that which is clear and simple. And as we offer the choice again, there's this invitation for any remaining doubts to float off, whatever remains on the other side of that hatred through the left lung. Beautiful. I'm going to invite you to breathe here as we tap this part in. Breathing perhaps in any way the body-mind feels called to. And as I tap out, I see just a little bit of like stoniness or having to be stoic to be validated as a woman in today's world fall off of the back of the shoulders of the neck. What if you got to be valued just as you are without having to hustle and do things and effort? As we bring this in for a nice soft landing. Invitation to potentially land on that resource or stay right with you, right where you are. And I've got so many song choices, you guys. I did this to myself, and now I have to choose. I mean, now I get to choose. I've got five of them. And I know we're a little over time, so I'm debating. Do I go for the shorter one, or do I go for the very first one on the list? And I'm actually going to go for the shorter one, for whatever reason its energy is calling. And I haven't even listened to this one in a while, but I have it at the top five of choices for today. So it's called While You Stand. It's by Michael N.A.U. Now, and it's from the album of Mowing. It's 3 minutes. And for anyone who may need to drop off the call a little bit earlier, thank you for being here. And thank you for being you. Oh my gosh, thank you for calling this medicine in. Oh my love. All my blessings. Mwah.
Waterfalls falling against my head. that don't come easy, they say. It always did for me. But tomorrow's on its way, so I guess we'll see what we see.
A joy and a pleasure to get to be with you in these ways. And my deepest love to you all. Bye for now. Yeah, you're most, most welcome. And if anyone has anything in particular that